AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden toured an emergency operations center in Harris County, Texas, in Houston.
They have been sleeping on the floor, stairwells, with their families without power.
Judge Lena Hidalgo gave the president the tour 1 week after Texas was hit with a winter storm and power outages.
Saving people's lives, and you're doing, as my mother would say, sure, you're doing God's work, kid. You're doing God's work. Thank you.
There were problems with the power grid. As many as 4 million homes were without power. Some homes are still without water in Texas. Coronavirus numbers had been encouraging, but the CDC's Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the numbers are going up, cases and deaths.
I know people are tired. They want to get back to life, to normal, but we're not there yet.
The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, expects his state to start administering the new Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine next week. Approval from the FDA is expected soon. The House is expected to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion economic relief bill. This is Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We are going to remain very involved behind the scenes with Democrats, with Republicans, with many members and officials at every level as we work toward House passage. We take nothing for granted.
At the Conservative Political Action Conference, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he knows why the U.S. Capitol still has giant fences and tight security 1 month after Donald Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol.
The Democrats are convinced that political theater helps them. Let's be clear, this is not about security at this point. This is about political theater. Half the country, the deplorables, are dangerous.
The Biden administration is defending the U.S. military airstrikes in Syria as legal and appropriate, saying they took out facilities that housed valuable capabilities used by Iranian-backed militia groups. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 469 points. This is AP News. Americans picked up spending. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
After a couple of months of spending drops, American consumers picked up spending by 2.4% last month. That's a sign that the economy may be making a tentative recovery from the pandemic recession. The report from the Commerce Department also had personal incomes up 10% in January. That was boosted by cash payments most Americans got from the government. The sharp January gains suggest that many people are growing more confident about spending, especially after receiving $600 checks that went to most adults last month in a federal economic aid package. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Brooklyn's famed Peter Luger Steakhouse has teamed with Madame Tussauds to have celebrity wax figures mingle with the patrons, promoting the easing of coronavirus restrictions on indoor dining in New York City. Jimmy Fallon, Al Roker, and Audrey Hepburn are among the wax seat fillers practicing social distancing at the restaurant. Ed Donahue, AP News.